Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Paychex Inc., a prominent player in the HR services sector. We'll dive into how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making DEI efforts, adaptation to market conditions, and compare them to other players in the industry. Let's get started.
From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and risk aversion influence Paychex's business decisions, particularly in areas like product development and market expansion?
Overconfidence bias can impact Paychex's approach to product development and market expansion. If Paychex becomes overly confident in their past successes or predictions, they might take on riskier projects or enter new markets without fully assessing potential risks. This could affect their overall performance. Risk aversion, on the other hand, is the tendency to avoid losses rather than seeking gains. Paychex might adopt a more conservative approach to avoid potential losses, which could impact their willingness to invest in new technologies or expand aggressively, potentially affecting their growth.
Paychex's ability to manage overconfidence and risk aversion helps guide their strategies, ensuring they balance innovation with practical risk assessments.
Exactly. By understanding these biases, Paychex can make more informed decisions, optimizing their approach to product development and market expansion.
Now, let's discuss DEI at Paychex. How do DEI initiatives intersect with behavioral finance for a company in the HR services sector?
DEI is crucial for Paychex in creating a diverse and inclusive workplace, which can enhance their HR services. Strong DEI initiatives can improve Paychex's reputation and attractiveness to clients and investors who value corporate social responsibility. A commitment to DEI leads to a more engaged workforce, positively impacting service quality and client satisfaction. For investors, DEI efforts signal ethical practices and long-term sustainability, improving market perception.
Investors are increasingly focusing on DEI, recognizing its role in better business outcomes and performance.
Precisely. By integrating DEI into their strategies, Paychex strengthens its internal operations and enhances its appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, how does Paychex adapt to changes in the HR services sector, and what role does behavioral finance play in this process?
Paychex adapts by monitoring industry trends and client needs. Behavioral finance helps them understand market sentiment and make strategic adjustments. For example, they might adjust their service offerings or invest in new technologies to stay competitive. Insights from behavioral finance aid in anticipating market shifts and responding proactively.
Paychex's ability to adapt is key to maintaining its position in the HR sector and meeting evolving client demands.
Exactly. Behavioral finance insights help Paychex navigate market fluctuations and technological advancements effectively.
Finally, how does Paychex compare to other HR service providers in terms of behavioral finance dynamics?
Paychex's focus on client solutions and HR services sets it apart from other providers. Analyzing these dynamics helps investors evaluate how Paychex's strategies align with their goals and how biases impact its market positioning.
Comparing these companies offers valuable insights into how behavioral finance factors influence their performance and strategies.
Indeed. Understanding these dynamics helps investors identify strengths and challenges in Paychex's approach.
To sum up, Paychex Inc. is influenced by behavioral finance principles in its product strategies, DEI efforts, and market adaptation. These factors shape its market position and investor perception.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides valuable insights into what drives Paychex's performance and potential opportunities.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.